Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to, well, crack open the source material you send us. Get straight to the point. Today, it's quite specific. We're looking at a source describing astrologer Arjun Nanda. And the big claim, best astrologer in Liverpool. That's quite a statement. So our mission today is pretty focused. Let's unpack that. What's the expertise claimed here? What services are actually on offer? And, you know, how is this all packaged to justify being the best? We're really looking at the claim itself.
Yeah, and what jumps out straight away is that title, isn't it? Vedic Guide, but then specifically Liverpool. Yeah. It's mixing this very ancient, very deep tradition with a very modern, specific place. So right from the start, we're thinking about how this ancient system is supposed to offer guidance right here, right now, in Liverpool.
Okay, let's get into that core identity then, the foundation. Yeah. The source says it's all built on deep Vedic astrology knowledge and years of experience. So they're positioning it as serious expertise, not just a casual interest, grounded in tradition.
Exactly. And Vedic, that term carries a lot of weight. We should probably quickly touch on what that means contextually, because it's not the same as the astrology most people in the West might think of. It's often called Jyotish. It uses a different zodiac, the sidereal one, which is aligned with the constellations, unlike the tropical zodiac based on seasons. But maybe more relevant for someone seeking guidance, Vedic astrology puts a really strong emphasis on prediction. There are these complex systems like dasha periods.
Dasha periods.
Yeah, they're like planetary cycles believed to map out specific timings in your life, karmic events, opportunities, challenges. So when the source claims deep knowledge, it's implying they use these kinds of detailed timing-focused techniques. It's not just about your personality type. It's about what might happen and when.
Ah, okay. So less about you're a typical Leo and more about this specific period suggests a change might be coming.
Precisely. More predictive, focused on life events and their timing.
Which makes that promise, accurate predictions and trusted guidance, sound, well, quite powerful. It's leaning on that traditional depth.
That's the marketing angle, isn't it? Wow. Use the ancient system's reputation to back up the modern promise of accuracy and trusted guidance that positions the astrologer as the one who can reliably interpret all this complex stuff for you.
Right. The reliable guide through the cosmic map, so to speak. And the goal for the person seeking help, the source says it's to help you overcome life's challenges and find clarity. So it's framed as transformative, not just info, but a solution, a way forward. Okay, so we've got the deep roots, the claim of accuracy. But what problems does this service actually claim to solve? That's the crucial part, right? What are they offering day to day?
Well, looking at the source, the scope is pretty wide. It seems designed to cover, you know, the main reasons people generally look for this kind of help.
Makes sense. So let's break it down. Service Area 1 seems to be prediction and practicalities. Starts with the expected stuff, accurate horoscope readings, but then it adds career insights.
And that's quite a specific application, taking this ancient system about destiny and planetary cycles and applying it directly to modern work life. Things like job hunting, promotions, maybe even business decisions.
So the idea is maybe using those dasha periods you mentioned to figure out the best time to make a career move.
That seems to be the implication. Using astrological timing as a, well, a strategic advantage in your career, providing actionable advice based on cosmic cycles.
Interesting. But it doesn't stop at the practical, does it? Service Area 2 hits something much more personal. Love problem solutions.
Yeah, and that's a very bold claim. It goes beyond just saying, you know, are you two compatible? It claims to offer solutions to existing problems, which suggests providing some kind of remedy or intervention based on the astrology to actually change the situation.
That is a big leap.
Yeah.
From prediction to active problem solving in relationships.
It is. For you listening, just consider that claim. That analyzing stars at birth can provide a specific fix for a complex, emotional, modern relationship issue. It's sort of bundling cosmic insight with potentially relationship counseling.
That's a key distinction, prediction versus resolution. Huh. But then there's a third area pushing it even broader.
Yay.
Spiritual guidance.
Right.
So there it covers the whole spectrum. You could go in with a very specific issue, my job, my partner. But the service also offers help on a much bigger sort of existential level.
It feels like a catch-all almost. To ensure no matter what you're struggling with, the service seems relevant. By offering both the really specific, like, love problem solutions and the very broad, like, spiritual guidance, they position the astrologer as a kind of total life guide, tackling the immediate symptom and the deeper meaning. And supposedly it all comes from the same Vedic chart interpretation.
Right. That breadth is key.
And that's why the overall promise feels so big. Transforming your future with confidence and positivity. And how? Through personalized astrology consultations in Liverpool.
That word personalized is doing a lot of work there. It makes those huge claims feel manageable, tailored just for you when you sit down for the consultation.
Okay, so we've seen the claimed expertise, the very broad range of services. Now, how does someone actually access this? If you're in Liverpool and intrigued, what's the next step?
The source material is very direct about this part, making it easy to connect.
Yeah, it needs to be practical.
Exactly. It lists three clear ways for you, the potential client, to reach out. First, there's a website. Looks professional. https.arjunetastrologer.co.uk. Best astrologer in Liverpool. The URL even reinforces the location claim.
Mm-hmm. Standard digital presence.
Second, for more direct contact, a UK phone number. +447 424 198 375. Makes it feel immediate, local.
Right, easy to call.
And third, an email address, arjunedha282@gmail.com. Covers the digital basis.
So those contact details really nail down the local aspect, the UK number, the website URL focusing on Liverpool. It completes the picture. You go from reading about this deep ancient wisdom to having a very modern, easy way to book an appointment right there in Liverpool. It connects the grand claims to a simple transaction.
Okay, let's wrap this up. What have we learned from this deep dive? We've seen a service built on claiming deep Vedic astrology knowledge, and the strategy seems to be offering very specific results, accurate predictions, help with careers, even love problem solutions alongside much broader spiritual guidance, all personalized.
Mm-hmm. And that leaves us with a thought, maybe for you to ponder, based just on what the source material claims. Think about this. How does one single consultation, based on Vedic principles, which often focus on destiny, timing, karma, claim to deliver both immediate practical fixes for specific issues like a love problem, and provide sweeping spiritual guidance? It's quite a claim, isn't it? That one session can offer that kind of comprehensive overhaul, solving the specific and addressing the existential all at once. It raises questions about the sheer scope of what's being promised.
Yeah, the sheer breadth packed into one personalized session. It's that mix of pinpoint solutions and universal wisdom, all accessible via a local UK phone number. It really shows how these ancient traditions get adapted and marketed today. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.